It is what it is. I gotta make it work. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Sovereign here, and it's a special edition of the late night special. As y'all can see, you know, I mean there's a, you know, video. I apologize, I ain't in the studio and I don't want no camera on me right now. So, and I'm solo, so we're gonna do what you do. But I just wanted to jump in on this topic. We are gonna talk about it as a group Tuesday, but it's cat went off on the Shay Shay Room. Before I continue, like, I don't know how I feel about me as a grown man being called Shay Shay, but it is what it is. Look, cat. Oh, as the man in my ear said, Shay Shay got some rumors, but we ain't here to talk about that. We had to talk about Kat telling this truth. I'm not gonna be here long, but Kat, I did some research myself. I rewatched the interview multiple times and I listened to other people's sides of the story. From what I'm getting, I feel like Kat is most likely telling the truth from majority of it, especially with Ice-T. Ice Cube. I disrespect you. Ice Cube had come out and said some things that's kind of backing up what Kat was talking about. Even without me going deep into researching, I already knew like a lot of this stuff be happening in Hollywood, and you know, if you ain't with the agenda, they gonna blackball you. What, Kanye West? My black balls. I I'm about to call him Kanye, not Kanye. I do like Kanye too. I like Kevin. Kevin's cool. But I can believe Kevin is a plant. Yeah. Yeah, Kevin took, you know, Kevin take his shortcuts. You do it is what it is. Let me tell you some real facts. Some people gonna have it easy in life, and that, it is what it is. I did a whole thing on Snapchat talking about it. Life don't give a fudge. As y'all know, I have to watch my mouth right now. life don't give a fudge who you are. All right. Life, the world don't care. The world and D.O. don't care. And D.O. don't give a care. So why would the world give a care? That's a JoJo reference. Those who listen like JoJo. So Kat was speaking. It is what it is. Ricky Smiley over there dressing up in dresses. It is what it is. All right. I mean, he wasn't lying about that because that's what's called Tyler Perry. That's their best roles. I'm sorry. When you seen Tyler Perry just play a good male character. Oh, I know what you're talking about. That was weird. That was weird. Oh, I forgot he was on. So, Joker in my ear. Dang, I wish he was on here. I forgot he was on the Ninja Turtles. I forgot he was on Baxter Stockman. Yeah. But by the way, I do appreciate we got 10 new subscribers. I appreciate that. Y'all keep showing the love. A new year, and it's coming in hot. We coming in hot. Although I know a lot of people enjoying the new logo and the new what's it called? Covers and stuff. I appreciate that. I just wanted to look good for y'all. You know, I want us to look more professional. I want us to get in there. I've been posting videos and all that stuff. And we're going to do the same thing to the gaming channel. The gaming channel for the look crazy. I got so many ideas. Y'all just can't wait. But this ain't about that. This is about. Yeah. Cat Williams exposing everybody. All right. You getting exposed. All right. You big dick. What he said, you big dick deviants. He said, you big. What made him say that? You big dick deviants. I was listening to Tommy watch this, and he was like, I don't know where to be. I don't know if you would be offended or complimented. Oh, you big dick deviants. Ah, oh, man. But I quite enjoyed this show. Like, Cat, I didn't expect this was like crazy. The year just started. We already got the list out. By the way, this is this show is still trending. I know the last time I looked, it had over 11 mil views. Probably. I think he said this is his biggest show. And y'all said, look, y'all, people who talk down on Cat, Catlin got this man views up. I hate to say it, Steve Harvey was on the Shea Room, on the Shea Shea Room. I know. What's it called? I know. Cedric was on there, and y'all didn't get as many views as this. This just happened a couple days ago, and it's still getting views. So I don't know. Y'all need to show some respect to Cat. His pistol go bang, 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 boom. You know what's crazy though? I feel like let me tell y'all, it sucks that there's a possibility Steve is lying about his backstory, because a lot of people have done this before, and you'd be thinking it's so real, and then I stole somebody else's backstory. That's crazy. Let me tell you this. Steve, first of all, anybody who get advice from relationships from Steve is stupid. I'm sorry. Think Like a Man was a stupid book. How many times Steve been on divorce? Three times. So you taking advice from a man who been divorced three times and saying this is the woman that changed. Man, get the fudge out of here. I want to hear this. You know what's crazy? And Joker is on my ear. This show gonna be one of the cleanest shows we do, cause I can't cuss. But yes, get the heck out of here. What you talking about, Steve? Steve, you, I don't dislike you, Steve. Look, Steve, you, I will respect you. Like Steve, let me tell you this. And I didn't think of this. This is from listening to other people. Steve, I don't think you are like it. They made me see this. I don't think Steve is technically a comedian. Like he's funny, but he's not like he what's the word? You know how somebody can be funny? A personality. Yeah, TV personality. You're better at that than like stand up and stuff like that. Like everybody can't do like what Cat or what Dave or what Eddie Murphy. I don't care nobody say Eddie Murphy funny to this day, but his brother too. Shout out Murphy. But it's just crazy, y'all. This is crazy. Look, I'm just talking right now. So I already told y'all how this show gonna be. Like this was Cat telling the truth. I believe majority of it is truth. I do believe he's being funny too, because I mean, he's a comedian, that's what you do. But there's always truth in your jokes. I should know. You know what's crazy? Some of the funniest people have the most tragic lives.
If you think about it.
But anybody on here, let me make sure, because I don't know if anybody jumped in comments or not. I don't feel like y'all gonna do it, because I know this is what it is. Y'all might do it tonight, I don't know. Oh, excuse me. But I want to say this. Some people feel like it was hating. I don't necessarily say it's hating. He's just talking. I mean, I would be pissed off too. Let me tell you something. I can relate to Cat, because that feeling of you giving your all and these people treating you like this, I can understand it. And then when you say something about it, you always looked at the villain. Oh, I know. I've been there. Joker know. I ain't gonna tell y'all incidents in my life, but I know you want to talk. You talk out about it, and then you get demonized for saying something. You wrong. You crazy. Well, I've been called crazy before. You something wrong with you. You the problem. No, nigga. You the problem. Gonna tell me. Exactly. That's how you know it's crazy. And you want to know it's crazier? No one denied what he said. They just kept calling him a hater. Even now, when the people who are trying to say something, they never denied. They just said he was hating. Kevin Hart never denied it. He just said, get all that hate out your voice. Or get all that hate out your heart. By the way, Kevin, I heard that he regretted what he said, because I don't know what happened. I got to watch the rest of that. I felt like his response was kind of petty and lame. Because how you going to, one, say that, and then you over here promoting your movie at the same time? It almost made me not want to watch your movie. Yeah, it's a heist movie. You almost, yeah. You know what? I'm gonna watch your movie on a pirated site, allegedly. Ain't even gonna watch it on Netflix. We all know we're gonna use it. Look, I'm gonna watch it where you don't get no views on it. You don't deserve no. God dang it, that's crazy. You know, I think about who's some of my funniest, my favorite comedians who I think are like some of the funniest ones. I think about Dave Chappelle. I personally do like. I know some people feel like sometimes Chris ain't funny. Sometimes Chris is corny funny, but I like it. Like, I like Chris Rock. Like I said, I like Eddie Murphy. That thing about Earthquake was crazy. You just gonna put Earthquake business out there like that? You gonna put Earthquake business out there like that? That's crazy. He said, I can't read. He said that why he couldn't get no show. Boy, you better get in them books. You better do like R. Kelly did. Because R. Kelly couldn't read that first season. You know, another star who was, you know, another singer. I don't know if you knew this, Fantasia. Yep. No, she can now, but she back when she first came out, nope. She was if I remember the whole story right. But yeah, man, let me tell you about Fantasia. Them lips, that ass. Oops. My bad. By the way, please like, subscribe, show some love, tell your friends. You said exactly. Hold on. Since he been gone. Hey, y'all over there watching them little videos over there. Y'all need to get on the, y'all gonna get on the live. Y'all need to get on the live. Y'all need to get on that live. Damn. But sorry, y'all, I'm over here reading these things. Some black don't crack. Some black don't crack. Cedric, let me tell you something about Cedric. As you know, we see Cedric's face on the thing. Cedric. Cedric. Is Cedric funny? Does anyone think Cedric, like for real, does anyone think Cedric is funny? Like, I'm just asking a general. I really don't remember a lot of Cedric stuff. And I ain't gonna lie to you. I rarely remember any of D.L. Hughley stuff. Now, I know he wasn't, like, he's cool with Cat. Cat's cool with him. I just, like, I'm bringing this up because of the Kings of Comedy. Like, now, Bernie Mac, oh, I remember that. For those who didn't know, Bernie Mac is, like, one of my top favorite comedians. I was very sad when Bernie died. By the way, please like and subscribe. I won't keep saying it during the show. Please like and subscribe. Oh, please like and subscribe. But yeah, Bernie was awesome. Mm-mm. To the white meat show. I'm gonna smack my kids like that. I'm just kidding. To the white meat show. Mm-mm-mm. Sorry, y'all. I'm over here writing. To the Wake Me Show. So will this change alliances, though? Will y'all look at these people a different way? Will it make you think of how Hollywood works? And the things that go on behind the scenes and how they treat their quote unquote co-worker. I'm gonna call them co-workers. So you take a look at their co-workers. Co-workers. They have all these groups. And another thing I want you to think about us as a people. How does this make us like, you know, why can't we as a people work together? Why can't we get along? What are these things that prevent us from being a team? Because you can see, why do they treat Cat like that? Why are they acting like this? Why is Steve Harvey not wearing his man unit anymore? These are the questions. These are the questions I need to know. Ain't gonna lie, I did not know that was a man unit on his head. I thought that was a man real hair. Steve, look, Steve, if you going bald, it is what it is. And Cedric, I'm not saying you said nothing about Bernie, but you ain't that like yourself. Why you talking? Just saying. I'm just putting things out there. I don't understand why y'all do what y'all do. Ludacris, when I move, you move, just like this. Hell yeah, bring that back. Just like that. Ricky Smiley, I ain't really got much to say. I know you got roasted, but Ricky Smiley, I ain't got much to say about you. I don't dislike you. You're not even mid funny to me. You make me chuckle sometimes. Like, I'm just being honest. Like, you make me chuckle sometimes. I used to listen to your radio show every now and then. Back when I had to drive, I watched your show before. Yeah, it was, you know. I'll say your radio show was better than your TV show you had. I see why that got canceled. I'm just been saying. And then you know what? That was a big flex that Cat said about putting you in the contract. He ain't gonna work with you unless you wear a dress, and you wore a dress. So, what's that say about you? Poseidon, no, just kidding. Ain't for the wedding. Why y'all always trying to make black men wear dresses? Y'all crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy. I ain't wearing no dress. I'm telling you right now. Don't even come my way. I just ain't gonna be mega rich then. I guess I ain't gonna get on big money. Cause I ain't wearing no dress. Wear a dress for crazy. I wish I could interview Cat. We too small right now. Maybe he'll feel charitable. He'll be like, I'm gonna come on here. If I ran to him, I think I can get him. I'd be like, Cat, can we do like 5 minutes? Oh yeah, he made me laugh. He one of the people I watch. He made me laugh. Even his as the term when with Eminem, even his not like his not best stuff still made me laugh. Compared to other people's quote unquote best stuff that wasn't that great. Cause I've watched some specials that were Now I did feel a type of way when he said he talked about, he ain't really talk about him, but he said him being on that list. What's it called? Chris Tucker. Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna say something real quick. Yeah, Akon, let me tell you something. I don't necessarily think everybody who on the list was out there doing nefarious things. I'll say that. They don't necessarily mean everybody was out there doing nefarious activities, but you do have to watch your company, all right? That's just like how T.D. Jakes was upset because people think he was over there getting butt pounded. Look, your company can represent you. People act like it. What's that? What's the term? Birds of a feather. A lot of times flock together. Yep. So you got to watch your company. I know a lot of mother suckers. I don't hang around them like that because I know my company. As we grow, me and Joker, he's on the phone in my ear right now. As we continuing to grow our company, there are certain things we just don't do because we know we're going to get bigger and we can't have that kind of heat. So you got to watch your company, all right? But people act like that. That's the one thing I never understood. You know this fool doing crazy nefarious things and you going to hang around him. Of course, people going to think you doing that stuff too. If I hung out around with a whole bunch of gay dudes, people going to think I'm gay. You suck dun dun? No. But they going to think I suck dun dun. Not saying nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that people going to assume that's what you do. So, T.D. Jakes, if people think you a booty bandit, I mean... I'm not. Look, I ain't saying you is a booty bandit. I'm just saying you would. And stop using that line that Jesus hung out with criminals and bad people. Yes, you know why? Because he was trying to save these people. You wasn't doing that. You was over there partying. I saw the video. You was over there dancing. You was doing the jig. Jesus wasn't over there jigging. Jesus was over there saving folks. Stop comparing yourself to Jesus.
Y'all ain't never heard me compare myself to Jesus, right?
I wanna be like him because he's a great, great man. I wanna be like him. The only person I ever quoted myself to be like in the Bible was Moses, because I feel like I'm like Moses. I'm over here trying to get these dumb fools to the promised land, but these retards don't want to go. Fucking let my people go. my people stupid. That's what it is. Oh snap, I probably shouldn't have said that. People let my people go. Nah, for real though, y'all be doing some stupid stuff for no freaking reason. Yes, but y'all don't want to the truth, and I hate that this for to be the last part of this mini show. Yep. I hate this gonna be the last part of the show, but y'all don't want, like, half the time I don't think y'all want help. Then when you do get help, you're gonna get mad at the person help you. It's like, what do you want? You want black people to come be saviors and be leaders and all this stuff, and you disrespect them. Even the ones that are famous got disrespected. People still talk mess about Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. I thought these were supposed to be the pinnacle of pinnacles. But our own people talk mess about it. A lady tried to burn down Martin Luther King's home. A black lady at that. And call Martin Luther King a coon. I know the story. I don't know why y'all even call him a coon. I know what actually happened. All throughout the stuff, he realized what was going on. He didn't like it, but you still call him a coon. This is why you see what I mean. Like, joking, know why I be getting frustrated? It's hard to help y'all because y'all don't. It's like y'all don't want to be saved. Damn. Oh, I know what you're talking about. It was a black lady. She had a ball black on. Yeah, I kind of understand her. Because I, like, customers, man. Oh, let me tell you. I deal with the industry I work in. Oh, I deal with customers. Woo, woo, woo. They are a handful. And certain customers can be. Now, I've had some good customers. I had some pretty nice customers. Some tipping customers at that. You know who don't give you a big tip? Niggas. hold on. Let me say this. I did get a nice tip from a fellow brother. And but it's a certain type of black people. It's like black people like us. Like, they'll tip. Like, I'll tip. Especially if I got it and you do a great job. Oh, I'm gonna make you feel good. But niggas, nah. Niggas don't tip. Oh, nice, nice. Niggas don't like tipping. But yeah, I'm about to wrap it up, y'all. I just wanted this a little short, a little quick something just put out there. I think the last freaking couple videos have been about Cat Williams. So I just wanted this out here, just give y'all some content. I hope y'all enjoyed it. This wasn't nothing serious. I know it seemed like I've been running back and forth around the topics, but this ain't really a show. I mean, it is the late night special. It's just I don't have a name for this, so I'm just gonna call it late night special. I used to call like mini when we had the truth talks, mini truth talks, but it is what it is. So technically, oh yeah, in the mines, which I'm probably gonna bring that back. In the mines, I used to have a show called In the Mind. I'm probably do that. I also want to do a part of the show where we talk about all these people with these podcasts. The reason I say all these people, because I've been doing this before we tried to start this back up. So I feel like everybody be trying to do shows that they know what they're talking about, and they don't. I was saying a lot of dumb mothers. It ain't even just podcasts. It's videos. It's everything. Music. People just this stupid. You stupid. You dumb. And I cannot handle all that. So y'all stay tuned to that Tuesday for to be off the chain. All right. I'm gonna make sure Tuesday off the chain. I'm probably gonna stream tonight in like a few minutes, probably in 30 minutes, an hour. I'm trying to work on this obelisk deck for those who watch Master Duel. So stay tuned to that. Hopefully the mic don't act retarded again. And we in this thing. Y'all be blessed, never stressed. I'm KZ, aka Sovereign, aka the Sun. Praise the Sun, because I is He, the world, though. I am out. Yeezer. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to subscribe to official WCOD Studios and also WCOD Studios. The YouTube channels are out there popping. We be streaming, we be talking, we be vlogging, and you need to go check it out. Don't forget about the Instagrams and, of course, the podcast. So go show some love, WCOD Studios. Yes, sir! Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut. And it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date? You want to look good for a business meeting? You want to look good for an interview? Anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade. They got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes. And I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love.